Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the No Sky, No Limits podcast and the Neverland Tribe. I am your host, Jamila Flint. This being the first podcast, I just wanted to share a little bit about myself, kind of the journey that got me to saying, okay, let's do a podcast. And I will share some exciting things that are happening with the No Sky, No Limits brand. So let's get started. So, like I said, my name is Jamila Flint. I am 42. I am a mother of four, ranging from ages 21 to 8. Yes, I asked for it. Definitely have my work cut out for me, but wouldn't trade it for the world. I am a certified life coach. And I am also a certified Reiki master. And I am also a licensed cosmetologist. Couple of things that some people may know, some people may not know, is I love fantasy stuff. Like, I love Tinkerbell, and I love unicorns and mermaids and fairies. And I also love, love, love steampunk. Love it. There is something to be said about taking the past and kind of connecting it with the future and seeing what kind of creative things can come out of that. Let's see what else about me. So, some three key fundamental facts about me. I've experienced a number of jobs, a number of careers, and it kind of all came down to two things, which is I am a serial entrepreneur. I love being an entrepreneur and I love helping people. So, you know, I was in these jobs, I was working these jobs, and I was miserable. And then the other thing that I found out, you know, I've been married, I've been divorced, I've been widowed. And I've had some great relationships. I'm actually in a really great relationship right now. And in those relationships, I'm happy right now, but I wasn't happy. It took some work, which we will get into at another point in time, but it definitely took some work to get to happy. And then there have been times where I have been on my financial game. And then there are times where I was broke and I was homeless. So at my rock bottom, I was grieving. I was grieving my fiance. And I had to look in the mirror and ask some really, really tough questions to myself. And like, just look in the mirror and say, Jamila, what do you want, girl? What do you want? And my bottom line was I wanted peace in my life and I wanted to be happy. I wanted joy in my life. Joy is, you know, I didn't want something to always be happening for me to be happy. I wanted pure joy. And the biggest thing that I've learned is that intentional joy is a daily journey. So when we talk about this podcast, we are talking about taking a look at creating our beingness. What is our beingness? It is a coined phrase, and people always look at me really crazy when I say I'm minding my beingness, but I want you to get that into your spirit and learn that. Mind your beingness. Your beingness is your business. It is who you are as an individual. What brings you joy? What brings you happiness? What brings you peace? Minding our business, minding our beingness, growing our beingness, understanding our beingness. And what does it take to bring joy to yourself and have you in that Neverland, I don't want to grow up, I want to be happy and smile and enjoy life place. So through this journey, through this process, we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about family. We're going to talk about health. We're going to talk about personal growth. We're going to talk about finance, careers, spirituality, social life, and we're going to talk about our attitude. All those things play huge factors in what it means to have joy in our life as our own person. So that is a little bit about me. That is a little bit about what this podcast is going to bring. So in the midst of all of that, I want you to go and like and follow and share on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, No Sky, No Limits, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I may at some point show my face and do a YouTube. I'm just not there yet. Also, in this process, in this journey, I'll have guest experts. I have relationship experts. I have financial experts. I have health experts, personal trainers, ministers, people who deal specifically with social medias and attitudes and things like that. And we want to, you know, talk to some experts to find out how do you get to that personal piece of joy while you are on your journey to joy, while you are figuring out where your ceiling breaks, where your glass ceiling breaks, to have no sky and no limits and be happy and be joyous and be in peace. So we are going to have all kinds of great experts. We are going to be offering advertisement packages for people who are listening who do own businesses or have services and have products and events and things like that. If you would like more information in terms of advertising your service packages, products, events, things like that, you can email nosky.nolimits75@gmail.com. No sky, no limits with an S, 75@gmail.com, and just put advertising info or event info, things like that. You can put that in the subject line and I or my partner will get back to you as soon as possible. Also, in that process, if you find that this information all resonates with you and you are interested in wanting to be a part of the journey, I have a 6-week course coming up. It's a group course. It's going to be a 6-week Facebook course for the journey to joy. Or if you just, you don't necessarily want to share those things with other people, you want it to be more private, one-on-one coaching is available with yours truly. We have a couple of classes coming up. The first 6-week course is going to be start July 8th through August 12th. And then the second course is going to be September 2nd through October 7th. So I encourage you to look into that. And we will also, we also have some great products. I love stuff. I love getting like packages in the mail. I don't like shopping. I don't like going to the mall when it's busy. So you'll never catch me. If I go to the mall, it's like on a Monday when I know everybody's at work. That's just who I am. But we have some great products. We have some t-shirts. We have leggings. I'm going to be publishing the first Journey to Joy bullet journal that I'm going to pre-sell that. So absolutely get on that while it's at a discounted rate. It's going to be a bullet journal and there will be coloring and there'll be some honest questions that you can answer yourself. This ebook is really for people who, like myself, when I was a little girl, like when all my little girl friends were writing in their diaries, I tried, it didn't work for me. But what I did discover that is that I can address some of those issues. I can address my victories, my sadness, my happiness in different ways. So this bullet journal is just an opportunity to address those things in different ways. And the very interesting thing about the journal itself is the questions that are asked in the journal are questions you can ask yourself when you're sad, when you're angry, when you're in a good place, when you're facing challenges, when you find yourself just overly happy with abundance and happiness and things. And you can ask yourself those questions and answer those questions really any mood that you happen to be in. And I really love that about these questions, because it is such an enlightening thing to be able to, and I've done this for myself, to be able to answer those questions when you are in different place in your life. So definitely look out for the bullet journal, the t-shirts, the No Sky, No Limits t-shirts, the leggings. We're going to put out sweatshirts for the fall. And also we're going to do customized Keys to Joy bracelets, which is really, really awesome. I have a sorority sister of mine who does these custom bracelets, and they're going to have your personal key to joy on them. So you'll be able to order those as well. Let's see. So the next episode, we're going to dive into what is the journey to joy and how does it work? Because there is a process to this thing. It is a never-ending process, but it is, in fact, a process. And so we're going to dive into that a bit and see exactly how that works. And be able to hopefully help some people out. So I look forward to hearing from you, working with you, loving on you, celebrating with you, and just being a part of the Neverland tribe with you. So until next time, good night, Neverland.